since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
You'll want to be sure to catch the rest of Pastor Terry's message in just a moment. But first, we want to say thanks for tuning in to the Indian Run Christian Church podcast with pastor and author Terry Bailey. This podcast can be found on iTunes by searching for Terry Bailey Ministries in the iTunes store, where you can also subscribe to the podcast and get the weekly message sent automatically to you by clicking the subscribe button. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Terry as he preaches this week's insightful message.
I need you to bear with me for the way that I am going to begin the service today. And I have been arguing with myself about this for 3 or 4 weeks now, and finally just decided to go with what God laid on my heart. So I'm going to read you a list, and I'll give a moment for meditating on the list as I go. Are you ready? Wayne Allender. Margaret Bender. Marie Bigler. Harold and Betty Broadwater. Bud Barlow. Nancy Bonham. Dick Bourne. Rico Caruso. Idella Klein. Al Pearl Creighton. Helen Cross. Jim and Jeannie Davis. Nina Davis. Cliff and Imogene DeWeese. Terry Downs. Bob and Carrie Fallett. Anna Froelich. Bob Hootie. Mary Hootie. Brian Johnson. Doug Johnson. Evelyn Gearhart. Nelson Graber. Ruth Kaiser. Bob and Carolyn King. Zanella Lane. Helen Long. Everett and Rose Lowry. Marion and B. Lowry. Fern Miser. Dewey and Twyla McGee. Louise McGilton. Bill Monteith. Calvin and Kate Motice. June Olmsted. Tom Parker. George and Jane Parsons. Ruth Parsons. Ann Rarick. Jasper and Beulah Robinson. Mary Reed. Verl and Margie Reed. Bob and Shirley Seacrest. Kenny Seaman. Amanda Smith. Margaret Snyder. Sam Snyder. Bud Snyder. John Spear. Cliff Thorne. Bob and Bonnie Unkifer. Ralph and Bessie Unkifer. Denise Van Voris. Donald Van Voris. Shirley Van Voris. Dolores Werner. You had my list figured out before I got too far down it. And I will tell you the parameters. I just began in 1995 when I arrived here. There are many, many more. Kenny Klein and Carl Werner and Jack Parsons and others whom I never knew, but who are worthy of remembering, that I simply didn't mention because they passed before I came in 95. And I've tried to be thorough. If I left anybody out, believe me, it was not because I would think anyone unimportant or any such thing. And if I did leave anybody out, I'll give you the chance to help complete my list right now. Anyone I missed from 1995 to present, active church members who have gone home to be with the Lord. Then assuming I did all right, 72. 72 of our brothers and sisters who were here in 1995, elders, deacons, Sunday school teachers, volunteers in children's church, supporters of various local ministries, singers, song leaders, friends, and brothers and sisters in Christ. I realize that our spacing in chairs is kind of COVID arranged right now, but the math is easy to do if these people were with us today. And we sat them side by side. They would fill this row and this row and this row, and this row, more than half of this row. And the rest of you would have to all scoot together on the last three. I could say something about each and every one, and I'm sure that you all could say something about each and every one, and I considered it and finally decided that wasn't the way to go this morning, to let us keep our memories private in our hearts. But just since I became your minister, 72 active church members departed. It is not my intent to make everyone feel sad or maudlin. It is my intent to lay out an important truth. In the text that we read today, it says that men are appointed once to die. Friends, it is an appointment we will all keep unless the Lord should return soon. We will add to this list in the coming years. Every last one of us will join these 72. And I always tell people, if you're not planning on dying, you're a poor planner. Because it's a known event that you will have to face and that you need to live in acknowledgement of, and that you need to make the preparations you are going to make, spiritual and physical, now, if you want to have life insurance, a financial legacy, more importantly, a spiritual legacy, if you want to have an impact in the world that continues after you have left the world, if you want good to be done during the years that you are here and have the opportunity, you need to take this seriously. Work, for the night is coming when man's work is done. And it is appointed unto each of us to die once. That may seem kind of obvious and ridiculous. Well, yeah, only once. But no, there is a second death. And that one is not so appointed. It can be avoided. Because death is not the end. What it says here in this one little sentence is that all man is appointed once to die, and then the judgment, which sounds ominous, and it is, but not for those who know Jesus Christ. The book of Hebrews continues in the next couple of chapters a discussion here about primarily that judgment. What comes next after we have kept the appointment? And I'm just going to skip through chapter 10 and these discussions very quickly. It compares the old sacrificial system to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And then the letter talks about the effect of sanctification on all our sinful selves. And then it speaks of how we can have a new confidence that was not only lacking in us, but lacking in all mankind before the ministry of Jesus Christ. And then it talks about how terrible, how utterly awful for those who do not know Jesus Christ to face what comes after death. And then it talks about the triumph of faith. And then in chapter 11, and I will skip through this just as quickly, it gives examples of the triumph of faith. The heroes of faith. Abraham, and Moses, and Joshua, and Samson, and the prophets. Other names, perhaps less expected, appear on that list. But those who live by faith and whose lives were shaped by the will of God and who have no reason to fear death, even though it required the ministry of Jesus Christ to kind of flow backwards and cover their lives already lived. Read that list in chapter 11. And then it comes to chapter 12, where it says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Cloud of witnesses. I preach this sermon as a beginning of our Easter season for the first consideration that must be brought to bear for the whole Easter event to really make sense is death. For all man is appointed once to die. And then if you read that second verse with me, verse 28, Jesus Christ submitted himself to the pattern and died once to create a new effect. And because of what has been done in Jesus Christ, these 72 names that I have read for you today have joined the great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. These 72 look down and cheer us on. These 72 who understand our trials and our burdens. And boy, if we wanted to share the memories of burdens some of them went through in their final years. They understand all that. And yet they also know the joy into which we shall shortly enter. And these are our witnesses. We may follow where they have gone. In the next 2 weeks, we'll talk more about the exact cause and method and the resurrection. But for now, I just want us to faithfully remember our dead. And maybe some of those names hadn't crossed your minds in quite some time. But we should faithfully remember them. For they have kept the appointment that we all must keep. And they have become part of the great cloud of witnesses that encourages us so that we can lay down our burdens, set aside our sins, and run with endurance the race that has been set before us. And with their example and encouragement, fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. You might create your own list, because I could add my family and friends who were not part of this congregation. And it's not a sad exercise to create such a list, but an exercise in memory and in hope as we consider the cloud of witnesses so created.
We want to take a moment to thank all of you, our faithful listeners, for setting aside time each week for the Indian Run Christian Church podcast. You can find out more about the church by visiting our website at www.christforeastcanton.com. That's www.christforeastcanton.com. On behalf of Pastor Terry and all the folks at Indian Run Christian Church, I pray God's blessing on you and your family.